Okay, what is a civil rights case? Generally speaking, a civil rights case is where your rights as a citizen of the United States or of the state of California have been violated. And in this context, it's been violated by the county in which you live and the social worker. So for example, if it's Los Angeles County, you'd be suing the social worker, Department of Children and Family Services, and the County of Los Angeles. Generally, these cases are brought under a federal law called 42 United States Code, Section 1983, referred to commonly as a 42 USC 1983 case, a 42 USC case, a 1983 case. Now, the United States Supreme Court has said that anytime a governmental actor has been operating under the color of law and laws have been violated, you can sue them under 42 USC 1983. Now, it's been said that 1983 does not create a new protection for a citizen. It is merely a vehicle for the citizen to get in and drive to justice, to the goal of justice. 42 USC 1983 is a very powerful law. It's very powerful because it also provides for punitive damages. It also provides for attorney's fees. Let me give you an example. I knew an attorney many years ago who took 1983 cases against police officers where a client was beaten up by the police. No serious injuries. And he would argue at the time of his closing argument that he would tell the jury, look, I'm not asking for $1 million. I'm not asking for $100,000. I'm not asking for $50,000. I just want you to compensate what's fair. And the jury might come back with, you know, a $10,000 award. Well, what the jury doesn't know and what the law provides is that if that attorney wins $1 in the case, he or she is entitled to get full attorney's fees in the case. And the case that I'm thinking about, the attorney got over $150,000. So I think, as I recall, the client was awarded $10,000 and the attorney was awarded $150,000. The reason why it's like that is because the law wants to give incentive to the attorney to take that very small case that was only worth $10,000, but to hold the police officers and the governmental actors accountable for their actions. So now, police officers don't go around, you know, hopefully beating up people and know that they can only lose $10,000. They can use the $10,000 plus the attorney's fees. And in some cases where the jury is convinced that it was done with malice or oppression, they can award punitive damages where that $10,000 could be multiplied by three or four times. So that's generally what a civil rights case is. And if you file a civil rights case in state court under 42 USC 1983, don't be surprised if the defendants remove the case over to federal court. The reason is under, I believe it's 1331 jurisdiction in the federal court, if you bring a federal cause of action in a state court, they can leave it there in state court or they can take it over to federal court. There are some strategic reasons why some people want to be in federal court and why they want to be in state court. Generally, we are just filing our cases in federal court, and the strategy is that I learned from an attorney by the name of Vince James DeSimone, one of the gurus of civil rights actions in California, is there are ways that a civil rights case in federal court could work to the advantage of the person who's been harmed, and we call them the plaintiff. So I won't go into all of those strategies right now. We'll get into them much later in subsequent videos, but that's generally what a civil rights case is.